Live from Erie County Democratic Party headquarters, let's go to the podium now. Remarks at a rally for Hillary Clinton. Here's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
And that's why we have our work to cut out for us. We have to elect Chuck Schumer in a Democratic Senate, Brian Higgins in a Democratic House, because the day after Election Day, this anger is not going to go away. And if these rabid conservatives have their way, they will stop and gridlock the government once again. We say gridlock, we think it's a bad thing that there's gridlock. It's not a bad thing to the radical conservatives. It's a good thing, because when you stop government, it's a conservative victory, because that's all they want to do in the first place is stop government. So when they can stop passing a budget, when they can stop passing bills, when they can paralyze a federal administration the way they paralyzed at times Barack Obama, that's victory. We can't give them the opening. We have to have a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House so Hillary Clinton can lead this nation forward. And as you heard from the chairman, we have work to do here in the state also. The state elections are important. We have to elect good Democrats to the Assembly and good Democrats to the state Senate. Yes. We have made great progress in Albany over the past few years. And the state is doing much, much better than it's done in a long time. You look at the progress we've made in Buffalo. And I know my father, who we lost a while ago, was looking down, and he is happy with what we're doing in Albany. He's very excited about what we're doing in Buffalo and the progress we've made in Buffalo. And he's proud of what we've done in Niagara Falls. He's proud of the way we cut taxes, the way we increase jobs. He's proud that there's more private sector jobs in the state of New York today than ever before. He's proud that young people are moving back to Buffalo after so many generations of them leaving. But there's one thing we still haven't done in Albany, and that is pass real ethics reform without an outside income ban, so we end the conflicts once and for all, and we can say to the people of this state, we have cleaned up Albany. When we do that, and to do that, I need the good Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate, like we have right here in Buffalo, so let's make sure we win all those state elections up and down the ballot. Last point is this. We have work to do. This is not a time to take it for granted. No. This is not a time to assume that the voters are going to do the rational and right thing. Right. We win when we take matters into our own hands and we work. Woo-hoo! New York has got to be loud and proud this election day.
Yes.
Because in truth, Trump is un-New York. Everything the man stands for is the exact opposite that this state stands for. He's anti-immigrant. This is a state made of immigrants. Who's not an immigrant? Unless you are a Native American, you're an immigrant. And we are proud of it. We are proud of it. We relish it. And when Trump tries to divide us, we know he's injecting a poison into the social fabric that makes New York. He's anti-woman. This is the home of women's rights. We're not going to allow. We are not going to allow anyone to treat women with disrespect, not New York men, not New York boys, not New York women, not New York girls. We won't stand for it. We demand on respect for all, and we're going to let them know that on Election Day. And Biden, and we do not need a tax cut for the rich that is going to trickle down to help the working families. We've been there before, seen that, done that. It didn't help the middle class then. It's not going to help the middle class now. We need real jobs, good jobs for the middle class and working families, where this country makes something once again, manufactures something, and we bring back the economy just the way we're bringing it back in Buffalo. We now have to do it nationwide, and that's Hillary Clinton. And we are going to do it. We're going to do it the way we always win elections in Buffalo and in Erie County. We're going to get out there. We're going to be on the phones. We're going to drive people to the polls. We're going to knock on those doors and knock on those doors. We're going to knock for opportunity. We're going to knock for decency. We're going to knock for the middle class. We're going to knock for working families. We're going to knock for Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and that whole ballot from the top to the bottom. And we're going to keep knocking on doors until those polls close and we have a new president and we're headed in a new direction. You make it happen. You make it happen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Live from Erie County Democratic Party headquarters, live on Seneca Street in Larkinville, Governor Andrew Cuomo addressing the assembled people here. Now, Mayor Byron Brown, I believe.
The message was so clear and so powerful, the lights came on. You know, under the leadership of Governor Andrew Cuomo, there has been a tremendous economic renaissance in upstate, in Buffalo, in western New York, and in communities all across New York State. Let's give our great governor another round of applause. Good morning. Good morning. It is so great to be here with so many hard-working, fired-up Democrats. Are we fired up? Are we? You know, I see another great Democratic mayor in the audience, the great mayor of the city of Dunkirk, Mayor Willie Roses. Mayor Roses, join us up on stage. Now, as Governor Cuomo said, in less than 48 hours, we have an obligation to turn out a great Democratic vote. That obligation is for our children, our friends, and our neighbors. This obligation that we have is to ensure that Democrats are elected into leadership positions from Washington all the way to Albany. I can tell you that since taking over as New York State Democratic Party chairman, I have worked all across this nation. I've been in Miami, I've been in Pennsylvania, and we have hundreds of Democrats here in this community, not only working locally, but working across the country as well. Give yourselves a great big round of applause. I can tell you firsthand the tremendous effort our state party is putting in here at home and in bordering states like Pennsylvania to ensure a huge Hillary Clinton victory. Our volunteers, and I mean hundreds of volunteers here in Erie County, and I want to thank our chairman, Chairman Jeremy Zellner, for working with the state party and mobilizing hundreds of Democrats in Erie County in western New York. We are meeting people who are motivated, who share our Democratic values, and are going to come out and vote on November 8th.
Now, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, the chairman of the New York State Democratic Party, at a rally live in downtown Buffalo and Larkinville at Erie County Democratic Party headquarters.